New legislation introduced for South Carolina casino. There's a new bill that's been introduced in South Carolina, and if passed, it'll legalize the first ever retail casino in the state. The legislation is titled I-95 Economic and Education Stimulus Act. More details about the bill. Should the I-95 Economic and Education Stimulus Act pass, it'll establish the South Carolina Gaming Commission. That commission would oversee casino licenses, specifically for areas that are more rural and have issues economically along the highway, Interstate 95. The bill acknowledges that casino gambling may not be appropriate for all areas of South Carolina, but it does suggest that it would create jobs and boost the local economy. As of March 11, 2024, Gilda Cobb-Hunter and Justin Bamberg have asked to be listed as co-sponsors. Less than a week before that, on March 6, it was referred to the Committee on Ways and Means. That same day, it was heard and read for the first time. Santee Development Corporation Proposal. The Santee Development Corporation has drawn up some initial plans for what could be the state's first casino. It would reside in Orangeburg County, where the abandoned Santee Mall outlet is. Santee Development cites multiple ways it'll help the community, including Filled Circle $75 million in tax revenue. Filled Circle 4 million annual visitors, including those from out of state. Filled Circle benefits local businesses due to traffic at the casino. Filled Circle 2,925 direct jobs, 813 indirect jobs, and 880 induced jobs. Filled Circle a one-time employment impact of nearly 6,300 workers, over $400 million in labor income, and about $1 billion in spending for the beginning of construction.